2 weeks to go until a New Zealand International Film Festival begins causing sleep deprivation and serious overdraft abuse from Whangarei to Greymouth, I'm still trying to get over the annual fit of indecision. Get the kids together so I've got an excuse to go see Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea, the latest anime from Japanese master Hayao Miyazaki, without looking like a pervert. The season of Barry Barclay's documentaries, including the groundbreaking series Tangata Whenua, which is still startlingly fresh and contemporary after 35 years. The documentaries you're never going to see on television or at the local multiplex. Catch up with new work from old favourites or take a punt on something you'd normally avoid. So many choices. But one thing I'm going to miss with no regrets is the latest provocation from Danish enfant terrible Lars von Trier, Antichrist. I'm just slightly bemused at our local guardians of cinematic purity, the misnamed Society for the Promotion of Community Standards, appears to be doing the same. Now, the films, naturally, are the point of the festival, but I've got to admit that, as a devotee of human folly, I've come to enjoy the annual sideshow where our moral betters take exception to sex and extreme violence, or at least the violence that isn't contained in a vile slab of Jesus snuff like The Passion of the Christ. They try to get it banned. When Chief Film Censor Bill Hastings does his job, he's roundly abused as some uber-leftist tool of a homosexual agenda and a foreigner to boot. The Film Festival Trust has wasted time, money and effort that isn't going spare, but, to be entirely cynical, they also get the kind of publicity you can't buy. Everybody's happy, or at least everyone's happily unhappy. I'm a fundamentalist too, a free speech fundy, but that often puts you in the position of defending the indefensible. Festival programmer Sandra Reid deserves a prize for understatement in saying von Trier relishes provoking audiences. After the film's premiere at the Cannes Festival in May, it had the unusual distinction of winning an anti-prize for, quote, the most misogynist movie from the self-proclaimed biggest director in the world. And I've got to wonder what the reaction would be if a film that depicted a woman mutilating her own genitals and beating her husband until he ejaculated blood was produced by a mainstream Hollywood studio and showing at a multiplex near you. Is it art? Pretentious torture porn? Or just the latest effort from a director whose female characters are nuts, sluts or increasingly violent masochists? While I enjoy von Trier's undeniable technical prowess, it's been sad watching a one-time enfant terrible becoming more terrible and reliant on childish shock tactics with every new film. But the most delicious irony of all is that we have a better chance of a grown-up discussion around what standards apply to people like Trier and his work when the self-appointed promoters of community standards keep quiet.